Today, who is an imposter?
Totally different picture.
And it's not even a hexagon.
It's a Solana punk, baby.
Yeah, but it's not a hexagon. Oh, Solana.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
Mm-hmm. We're jamming over here on Solana on this fine Tuesday.
Like, where's Solana going?
I'm actually in a bunch of coins. And one of them pumped to like 250% right out the gate that I got a hold of. The ticker is actually Solana, S-O-L, and it's got a cute name too. Let me see. It's like Sonic Obama Lockheed Martin 69 Inu. We caught it at like 700,000 market cap, I think, and it ran to like five. It was a nice little.
All right, let's look at the charts, people. This is a, you know, really healthy off the gate from today with a really long history of about 20 hours of liquidity, representing some real good fundamentals. We're seeing some revenue of zero, employee count of zero, retirement accounts of zero, but there are some green and red candles here. So the red ones are probably on fire and the green ones aren't. Anything else you want to say about this chart here?
That was an accurate analyzation.
Price to earnings ratio is infinity.
Yep.
We've got an opening price, you know, is equal to yesterday's price is equal to the low price ever. And today's price is also the high price ever because it's been trading for a few hours.
That's what we do. This is Solana Tuesdays on Community Service Hour.
Right away. I mean, this is a real obvious winner because this one has the picture, but the other pairs do not have a picture, right? So that just really shows you that this is where you want the liquidity. Even though it has 1/10 of the liquidity of this other one and, you know, 1/50 on a 24-hour basis, which is, you know, long-term holding, this one has the picture. So we're definitely going to trade it versus Sol. ADA / USD Ray, I'm assuming that means Raytheon as well, compare it to Lockheed Martin or no?
Radium is the. Not radium. Sure, but it's on.
That's
radium.
A pull. Got it. Okay, so let's zoom out. Let's see. You know how many? Ooh, yeah. This one goes out to 1,500 hours, which was 3 hours ago. Wait, no. Right now, time zones, people. Okay, so yeah, that was 3 hours ago.
6 p.m. on the 15th. It looks like.
Oh, that's the 15th. All right. So this is. I mean, this is what we call, you know, blue chip.
Easy.
Yeah. Yeah, this has got long-term prospects. I mean, we can just look. Man, I mean, what do we even call this chart? We got to find the correct emoji for this. So this is kind of like the signal bar emoji starting here. Kind of like.
The price currently is 001434 for the tape.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the official. Now, if we could just.
My price prediction for next week will be, let's take a look here, for intermediate price pick, I'm going to go with 0.0053 by next community service hour.
Okay, so we're going to, this, my friend, is what we call extrapolation. So that's really far in the future. So we're talking Christmas plus.
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know. I just know that every Tuesday at 6 p.m., this is where I'm at. And so the next time we're here, that's going to be the price. I don't know if there's more days in between, it's going to go up more. So
can you give me that number again, please? So we can lock that order in.
0.0053.
So unfortunately we're technically limited to a ceiling of 0.0032.
Yeah. We're smashing that. Don't worry.
But you can't. It's not tradable past.
It's going to. You can. That's what's going to happen.
About that.
especially on this.
Oh, wait. Obama. We unlocked the Matrix. Hold on. You can actually scroll further vertically. Okay, that is what we want. Now we're talking. We can't zoom out, but we can. Can we? No.
Did you just figure out how to use TradingView?
Partially.
Come on, man.
But we can't zoom vertically is the problem. So I can put the flag up
so
there.
So take, you want to zoom vertically, go grab the right side and like scroll up or down.
Oh, buddy. Now, you're notice welcome. That can also go negative. So that's where I'm going to be putting some of our bets as well. So 0.0053 we're hearing.
Yep, for ADA. ADA Soul, you heard it here. This is not financial advice. I have a gambling problem.
Those are well noted. This is gambling ideas, but not advice. So this is Tuesday. We're up here. Okay, and then, of course, we're going to zero by when?
It's going to be a while.
Cool. So we're going to zoom out horizontally now using new tricks.
It all depends on the broader market, right? If the broader market keeps pumping, these will continue for a while.
So
I am down like 30, 40% on my other ones. So just keep that in mind.
Well, I mean, you did double up today on Lockheed.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
It's literally the Fibonacci. That is way too nerdy and inappropriate.
It's a good looking chart. We like the Fibonacci's and the Fibonacci's.
This is
the radial
at this point. So, why would anybody click that button? Like, are you doing acid? Like, while you're
Alfredo
using this?
Alfredo Fibonacci. Knew at Olive Garden. Alfredo Fibonacci.
Yeah, that's it. So, I mean, this is basically assuming that time goes forward and backwards. Is that what this chart is telling me here? Basically, you're just worrying about the money going into your pocket and then selling at the appropriate time. Is that like how you read this?
That's what I strive to be in life, William.
All right. So I was getting distracted. I was getting lost in the emoji. And that's really not the way to read this. So just if you just erase everything I just said and then just delete this and unsubscribe from YouTube, you're gonna do better. My head.
Yeah, don't put your house on it. But if you got $10 and you want to go buy a scratch off ticket, all right, this is far better. Okay? Just saying.
These are the scratch off tickets. Now, can you get in and out of these trades? I mean, what is like the slippage on this?
So I have a bot. It's called BonkBot. You set it up, it's through Telegram. It's actually quite interesting. And you can set auto buy, so you just drop a contract address and it'll auto buy. I use 20% slippage.
Okay.
Yeah.
YOLO?
Yeah. Yeah. No. This is what's happening, William. You know, we're out here on these streets trying to, you know, put some shoes on our feet.
Some banana peel slippage, my man.
So we've got a target price. So you're telling me people are not on acid when they're doing these trades?
I don't know what people are on. Currently, I am sober waiting for some Mexican food.
Okay. What's your favorite in Mexico? I love tacos, but 100% Mexican. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I think food that has been exported from Mexico qualifies. So if you've been to Taco Bell, anything on their menu is fair game.
Oh, fair game. Hell yeah. Crunchwrap Supreme, baby. That's my favorite Mexican dish.
That's pretty dope. I like that. You throw hot sauce on it? How hot does your hot sauce go? Do you go Diablo or do you go hot?
I use fire and Diablo. Usually, like, I use Diablo, but fire I put on, it gives me that nostalgic, you know, kind of flavor. So,
do you prefer shrimps on your taco, or do you prefer something with meat?
If it's a nice place, if I'm at a fancy place, I'll get some shrimp. I'll get some shrimp in my tacos.
Can I get some caviar in my taco, please?
Caviar shrimp tacos. A little bit of like sloth.
Do we have any theories about where Bitcoin is going to go next year for the sake of discussion?
I mean, I think a quarter million is, if you look at what it did from 20,000 to 80,000, right? Like the first high was like, you know, 20 something thousand. The second high was like 69,000. So, you know, given that 3x, it would make it, you know, 150.
You think that's in store for 2024 or 2025 or the halving event? Or
Yeah, what I don't know. I feel like everyone's betting on the halving event, and so it'll be, you know, inverse. You know, it just seems like it's crypto. Crypto is not like, you know, oh, it's not something you can just read so easily like that, I don't think. Yeah, but if everyone's on the same sentiment and they all buy,
yep,
then it's real.
All right, so Bitcoin, we're going to have to zoom out again if we're going to get to a quarter million here, Bo.
I don't know. I would say I'd be conservative with, like, you know, pushing 150. It could, yeah. I think 250 is reasonable during the next bull.
Hey, guys, by the way, I'm going to share something. We are on live at the moment on Special IO, so I'm going to share the link on PIN if it's possible.
Yep. So we'll have to come back for that. Oh, let's look at the agenda for a second. So from the 2023 NFT bingo card, we did unlock one of the official things down here. The item was, if your bingo card included a U.S. senator, representative, or executive department official that is notable, verified. Ooh. All right, never mind. Uncheck. That has a notable verified checkmark on Twitter. But there is no more notable verified checkmarks. We only have paid checkmarks now. We're going to need the jury on this one. Releases an NFT series capitalizing on the reputation. Now we have Trump digital trading cards, including cutout pieces of his jacket that he was wearing when he was taken for a mugshot. And there, yep. Basically, and he just confirms that it's authentic. This might count for the bingo card. We haven't seen a lot on the bingo card, but...
haven't noticed it.
Okay, so...
I have a question unrelated to all this.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. At what age do you think it's like acceptable to teach your kids how to hold crypto and get NFTs?
Well, that was episode 40. We had Ella with her cupcake sister. But using MetaMask is a tough thing, and I would say probably 8 years old.
8 years old.
Yeah, Ella's at 5, so she's going to have a lot of catching up.
Is there anyone else in the... spies at the moment that I've shared? Yeah.
And then how do I shoot an attack?
Oh. Sounds good. Peace out, y'all.